to do when it comes to North Korea? That's the $10 million question. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, Coast to Coast and all those spots in between. I don't care what nook or cranny you're from. You can join in on the conversation. And part of the conversation is, will there be war with North Korea? And, of course, the United States right in the middle of that. Hillary Clinton, the Secretary of State, went to China, and she offered proof that the ship, the warship that South Korea had was sunk by a North Korean torpedo from a submarine and ended the lives of 46 sailors back in March. Beijing's response to the sinking is a little bit guarded. And will China, in fact, turn its back on its longtime friend, North Korea, and side with the United States and South Korea? There's a 400-page technical report on the sinking. It's done by an international team, experts from all over the place, including from the U.S., that conclude that North Korea, there's no way you slice and dice it up, was to blame for what has happened. So even Clinton herself said, you need more information? Boy, we would be happy to give you more of this. So at this point, South Korea wants to hit North Korea hard, and they're not the only ones. But the question does become, where does China stand on this? Now, this is interesting. The Chinese premier is supposed to arrive in Seoul for a visit on Friday. And there are some rumors floating that the Chinese are leaning, believe it or not, toward backing South Korea and turning their backs on North Korea. This would be huge if they decided to do it. I mean, they've already said that the attack was unwarranted and they were sickened, and of course I'm paraphrasing, they're sickened by what happened with the sailors and whatnot, but will they actually sever ties with North Korea, or will they stay in, in alignment with North Korea? And this is so key, because the trade link, first of all, between the two Koreas is very, very big. And will that survive with all the tensions between the two areas? Or will that be cut in half? You would think, well, of course, if there was war, that would be cut in half. And then I think that's part of what the deal is with China. With all of the money that flows between China and North Korea, would they really be willing to cut off that side of the border? And the rumor is yes, but I don't know that I completely believe it until I actually see it. Here's what Hillary Clinton had to say about the situation with the UN and the commitment by the U.S.
To the United States, the security and sovereignty of South Korea is a solemn responsibility and a rock-solid commitment. We will be working together to chart a course of action in the United Nations Security Council. And I want to acknowledge Secretary General Ban Ki-moon's strong statement on this issue.
All right, Ban Ki-moon, she was stroking him, hoping that he will jump across. You know, she was stroking him, hoping that the Chinese will jump across and get in alignment with what's happening as a result of that warship being sunk. The UN is part of this power play here. Speaking of power play, BP had one of their own with Top Kill. Will it work? We'll know at this time tomorrow whether or not Top Kill worked with the mud, and then ultimately will they pump the cement in to stop the leak. As that continues, that leak, even with Top Kill going on, the spill has hit over 100 miles of the Louisiana coastline, so damaging some livelihoods to be sure. Let's take one from Rick in Illinois. Hey, Rick, how are you?
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
Hey, did broken pipes get that leak fixed?
Did what, broken pipes? Is that what you said? Broken pipes. I love it. I know. I call them the two dreaded letters, but I think broken pipes is better. No, they won't. They won't know until tomorrow. Whether or not it's fixed, because that's how long it takes because it's so far underneath the ocean.
Oh, I know want to try and get it done today. I don't know whether they got it done yet or not.
Yeah, they're working on it. It's happening right now as we speak.
Yeah. This woman that won Miss USA.
Yes.
She's an Arab woman or whatever.
American Arab woman, yeah.
Well, whatever.
I like that, whatever.
Is that part of the culture of pole dancing?
No, she, yeah, can you imagine? It really, truly, if she was traditional, they would have already had an honor killing in her case.
Yeah, I was wondering how come they ain't done that yet. I just wonder if that's part of their culture.
Well, supposedly she was raised Catholic and there's ties to the Muslim religion, but not really. That's not the focal point in that household. And that pole dancing thing was a morning show stunt. And, you know, actually, to be truthful, the bikini contest they have, they might as well be naked in that contest versus what she had on that pole.
Yeah. I didn't know that was part of their culture or whatever these Muslims do.
Oh, no, they turn her back. Are you kidding? If she did that, if she was really full-on Muslim, devout Muslim, there's no way. She would be more than in the doghouse, let's say.
Yeah. I just heard on the news this morning that one of these senators wanting the White House to take over for broken pipes. What are they going to do? They don't drill oil. They don't know nothing.
No, they have no expertise. The government has no expertise in that area. It would be outrageous if we did that. Who's going to lead who's going to run that? The Interior Secretary, Ken Salazar? He was already missing in action when the whole thing happened. Forget it. There's no,
Yeah, that didn't make any sense at all. Wasn't the White House to take over the operation.
No.
That didn't make any sense, but. No, they shown it on the news again. That oil, man, that's a worse than I thought of it was.
It is. When you see the leak, I posted that on AmericaTonight.net. When you see the leak, when you see the black plume and how it rushes out the live feed that they have, wow, you just can't believe it. It's been 11 million gallons, they think, already at this point.
Yeah. It's bigger than what they're letting on.
Yes.
I mean, it's covering everything now.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And all them shrimpers for living, you know, they all lost the livelihood down. And everybody depends on that area down there, tourists. I showed that one guy. He said, "Our beaches should be covered with blankets right now, but there ain't a soul out here."
Oh, yeah, because why are you going to go to a beach and what are you going to lay in the oil? Forget it.
Plus, the smell would be so bad, too.
Oh, it's awful, yeah.
And that stuff that's spraying on it, trying to break it up, that's highly dangerous, toxic. That stuff will kill you. So.
Yeah. Well, that's they're having problems with the people who are cleaning it up, even if they've got masks on or whatever. They're worried about what they're inhaling because they're around it for so long. And so it just adds to this whole thing. And
yeah.
Yeah. We'll see. The president is supposed to speak on Friday.
Yeah.
And that's a big deal because he hasn't had a full-on press conference in forever. I can't even remember when the last. It's been like at least 10 months probably. Thanks, Rick. Coming up on the flip side, we can count.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcast?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from KeroStove. KeroStove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now get the Family Emergency Kit at KeroStove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KeroStove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KeroStove.com. KeroStove for family emergency solutions.
Here on America Tonight. So check this out. Space Shuttle Atlantis. Boy, I really wanted to see that one. It's so tough, though, to try to schedule to see the shuttle go off or land because, you know, that sometimes they don't go as scheduled. Anyway, with this one, it was like clockwork. 32nd and final flight. Can you imagine? Atlantis is done. But they say the ship is actually still in its prime. And you could tell people were kind of emotional about this at NASA because the shuttle program is winding down, and this is one of the big ones. There were a lot of people that were at the Kennedy Space Center runway to watch the shuttle glide through the morning sky for the landing after a 12-day journey. Even some of the employees wore white ribbons with the name Atlantis, and the shuttle's picture was in gold. The lead flight directors came in from Houston. It was a really big deal. Only two shuttle flights are left, Discovery and Endeavor. Then the entire fleet is retired. How about that? I mean, just done. That's it. Now, before the 2003 Columbia disaster, shuttles regularly landed with hundreds of kind of nicks and gouges and stuff that might have been on the side of the ship, and they redesigned fuel tanks to take care of that problem because they didn't want any problems like they had with the Columbia. So they fixed that. And Atlantis, just for the record, it was just an incredible flight. It was the fourth to fly in NASA's shuttle series, and the run for how many times Atlantis was gone day-wise, almost 294 in orbit, circled the Earth 4,648 times, carried, this number's big, 189 astronauts, and visited the International Space Station 11 times. It also flew 7 times to Russia's Old Mir station and once to the Hubble Space Telescope. The shuttle added another 4.8 million miles during the just completed trip to the space station, so the total amount of miles is 1,020,000 miles plus over its lifetime. Millionth. 120 millionth mile. Right after midnight. That's so cool. The Atlantis went into orbit on its maiden voyage. You want to guess when? 1985. That's how long that it had been around. Wow. And now, like I said, if you're trying to see one of those shuttle launches, and there's a lot of places you can actually see the shuttle in parts of Orlando and Winter Haven. You can see it. It's crazy when you're down there. But there's only two chances for you to do that. Like I said, the big problem for everybody is unless you have unlimited time, you just don't know if it's going to go off on time. But it would be worth it if you had some time to hang out. How about this? Frogs. You think of frogs, thousands of them, and you think plague, right? Boy, it's been a lot of trouble for Greece lately. They have fallen on really rough, rough times. They're on the brink of economic suicide. Now they've got this weird frog thing to contend with. The city's traffic near one of the major cities, Thessaloniki, had to be closed down, a two-hour closed down, because they can't even say the exact amount. They think it was thousands of these little frogs were hopping all over the roadways. That would freak you out. You have the rioting, everything's crashing around you, and then you have all of these frogs. Where did they come from? I mean, how did this happen? Just a carpet of frogs. That's what it was described as on all over the highways. And, I mean, it's just a bizarre story. And they can't even come up with a reason why the frogs were there, just that they suddenly appeared. That's the freaky thing. Suddenly appeared. And what's the deal in China? A young man became the 10th worker to jump to his death at Foxconn Technology Group factory in southern China. And it was just hours after the company's chairman toured the plant. The plant makes iPods and some of the other top-selling kind of gadgets that you can imagine. So what's happening to the kids who work there? Are they being pushed too hard? Or 10 people? Doesn't that seem like an awful lot? In the United States, if you talked about a company, just pick any company, that and you said some technology company, oh, Radio Shack, people are jumping out the window and jumping to their death, that would be a huge story. And the Chinese are kind of just, I mean, they're investigating, but they're kind of just sloughing it off, to tell you the truth. I read a couple different accounts of that, and I was like, wow, I think this is really a big deal. I'm surprised they're not making more of a big deal of it. All right, here's another one for you. We move from the sad story in China and the frog horde and Greece, the latest plague that they're now having problems with, to this crazy story that I find fascinating about glasses for the outdoors that might cut the risk of falling. In Australia, they say they've found a simple and very effective way to stop the falls of the elderly who wear bifocals. You know, that's a big deal. Or other multifocus lens glasses. And here's the answer, and this is where the number comes in. Have them wear single-lens distance glasses when they go outdoors, because the multifocus glasses correct both close and distant vision. So it's got to be convenient, you would think, but they have a high risk of falling when they're outside their houses or when they walk up and down stairs because of the types of glasses that impair distance and depth perception, and when you're older, that, you know, kind of jacks with your balance. Older jacks with anyone's balance, probably. And what they're saying is that they saw this research that was done in Australia, saying that they saw with a group where 40% reductions in falls happened over an entire year, and they believe it's less effective and may even contribute to outside falls in frail elderly people, and who only occasionally go outside. So it's the intervention works best for older people, 70 plus, who leave their houses each week. So the single way to do it is to have them wear single lens distance glasses when they go outdoors. So if you are listening to me and you are shopping, this study was done over a year's time, and it involved 606 elderly people who were 80 years on average, but they wore multifocal glasses, and they were at that high-risk category. So over the months, nearly 350 people fell about 950 times. Ugh. And the total number of falls in the single-lens wearer was reduced by 8% compared with the control group. So that is the answer, my friends. If you're looking for those glasses, don't get talked into the other lenses if you're going to be outside a lot. You know what that's like? I mean, I guess I can sort of relate. I have pretty decent eyesight, but you know when you try somebody's glasses on and they have, I mean, they're almost like Coke bottles, and it is like when you stand up, you feel like you're going to just fall over because you just can't focus in those giant lenses that are completely different from what you're seeing. And I bet you for some people, if they don't have the glasses, they don't have those eye exams, and they don't have it corrected, it has to be pretty scary when you're trying to feel for a step or you're kind of going down even a ramp, or you know how sidewalks are. How many people live in an area where there's not a little, I call it a hiccup in the sidewalk? You know what I mean? There's that old thing about, oh, we're going to get sued if someone falls on their sidewalk in front of our house. But I've rarely walked in a neighborhood where the sidewalk is completely smooth and doesn't have, you know, some kind of a hole or go up in one section at some point. There's probably people who drive around and they look for those neighborhoods, the Sue Happy people. Hey, we need some money, so we're going to have to figure out where those awful sidewalks are so that we can, you know, have a mysterious fall and then threaten to sue. All right, stay with us. We'll probably be back to the oil spill on the flip side. 800-259-5791. Do you think Top Kill is going to work to solve the problem of the giant plume? Stay with us.
Are you prepared? Well, you need to be hardcore prepared. There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself with the latest survival gear available at TacTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested by Canadian and U.S. forces, so you know it's tough. What kind of gear? 72-hour survival kits as low as $55. Holsters for $21. Ankle holsters as low as $40. Flashlights, knives, binoculars, sleeping bags, boots, weapons, accessories, and much more available only at TacTownGear.com. Order now and receive free shipping and a free gift on orders over $175. Need more? Receive free shipping, a free gift, and a 10% discount on orders over $250. Visit TacTownGear.com right now for your preparedness needs. That's TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Or call TacTown Gear at 418-844-9111. Again, that's 418-844-9111.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value, made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gussets got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset Jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Across this great nation, no matter where you hail from, you're welcome to join us at any point in our conversation. And the conversation bounces back to the oil spill. You know, I don't want to completely focus on this, and this is why we've kind of meandered around it. We know it's all about the top kill, and you know how I feel about BP. And I love Rick in Illinois for coming up with broken pipes. I hadn't heard that one. That was a good one, buddy. I give you cred for that. So the headline today, I happen to see the USA Today, and their headline this morning was, is the oil spill becoming Obama's Katrina? That's a good question. A lot of people are talking about that. Is this the thing that takes his knees out, like George Bush, with what happened in New Orleans when when Hurricane Katrina, which we were on the air then, slammed in to that area, and then ultimately, because of the levees, just, you know, how many people lost their lives. That's 5 years ago, nearly 5 years ago. So now we've got this oil thing happening in the same area. So is there, what's being really discussed, and we've discussed this, is there a disconnect between the government and the Gulf Coast? People in the Gulf Coast are fuming. I mean, I've read some blogs with some of the things that they're saying in Mississippi and Alabama and Louisiana, and they're not happy at all by the response. So President Obama is going to Louisiana on Friday, and the people there are, like I said, frustrated beyond belief, and they can't understand that only BP can plug up this crazy leak. They want to know why the feds didn't act a little bit faster or didn't appear to act faster. Now, here's the thing. You don't want the government to take over the situation because they have no clue what they're doing when it comes to this. But the appearance of, okay, and not even just the appearance, but, okay, we're going to hustle down to the Gulf and let's get everybody out there. Got a whole bunch of people that have boats, that have skimmers, that can help, whatever, at least from that perspective. And there were people doing that, but they were doing it on their own, or they were asking BP if they could help, or they were around and somebody that was a friend of a friend of a friend told them to get out there. But there was no organized effort, so there was a good point there that the federal government did a very poor job of handling the spill. So the USA Today Gallup poll found that 6 in 10 adults say that it was a very poor job in handling the spill. A majority, 53%, say the same thing about the president, and 50% of those polled say protecting the environment should now be a much higher priority than promoting economic growth. Those choosing the economy, 43%. And so the White House is on the defense once again, not the offense. You have the White House senior advisor David Axelrod, who was saying that the government is doing everything conceivable to limit the damage. And they hate the Katrina analogy. And as he said, it suggests that we didn't or haven't recognized from the beginning the profound nature of the problem. And what the BP, and I could care less what BP thinks, but the BP chief exec finally went on the Today Show. They were chasing him around all over the place, and they got him to do an interview. And he's saying that his company has been let down by allowing the oil to reach delicate marshlands and shorelines. So they're going to try to do whatever they can to redouble their efforts, because they know that they let people down. They know that they let people down by doing this. Well, of course, what is BP going to say? What are they going to say? So if you wanted to do the nasty comparison, it's really tough to compare Katrina death-wise. Come on. 1,800 people died when that storm flooded the Gulf Coast in 2005. 11 guys died on the Deepwater Horizon rig with that explosion and the well that ruptured as a result back in April. So it's tough to compare that. But the idea of the response, I completely understand. Completely. It definitely did not appear that way. And James Carvel, who lives in New Orleans, he's acknowledged that the government didn't have the technical know-how how to plug the well. We know that, so you don't want them to do that. But they do have resources. They do have manpower. That's what I was saying, the boats, the barges, the skimmers, the stuff that can collect and clean up the oil. So they should have been on the ball then. Ken Salazar, the Interior Secretary, should have immediately started to do that. Okay, how bad is this thing? We don't know. So let's throw every bloody thing at it that we can. Let's get every possible person out there. It shouldn't have been the friend of the friend of the friend that was telling everybody to get out there with skimmers and try to help. Come on. Don is listening to us in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hey, Kate. I'm actually in Happy Valley, Utah, so, you know.
Sweet.
Correct. I got to go. My friend that passed away, I told you about, I got the funerals tomorrow morning. So I actually took a night off of work. Can you believe that? Amazing.
Yes. I'm sorry.
Oh, well, you're taking 4 or 5 shots of morphine a day to break back the pain. You know, it's time to just hope the guy can pass on, you know. And anyway, that cancer's bad stuff. But anyway, though, it's interesting, Kate. It's just everybody wanted to point the finger, and they're mad down there. And, you know, and I listen to one of the shrimp boat guys down there, and he's, you know, works for, you know, Bubble Gump Shrimp Company. But no, I'm just kidding. He said, well, it's shrimp and oil. That's our business, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, they got a choice. You don't want the chance of having an environmental disaster? Then don't drill, you know. And,
yeah.
You know, it's just, I do agree with you. This is ridiculous, this comparison with, Katrina wasn't, you know, George Bush's fault, you know. The New Orleans had plenty, was getting federal money. And, in fact, my friend, the one that passed away, his aunt is from New Orleans, and she moved out of there right after Katrina and has been living up in Utah. But she said that, you know, they spent the money on this casino, the riverboat casino, instead of fixing the levees. And, you know, and remember, Katrina did not hit New Orleans. It missed it by 100 miles. And, you know, but the levees overfilled, and then the disaster happened, and yet they want to point the finger at George Bush,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And the same thing now, unrightfully so. They want to point the finger at Barack Obama, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, the federal government does not, you know, it's kind of like, you know, getting back into when they were supposedly, you know, buying up the car industry or something like that. You know, Obama said, you know, hey, we're not into running automobile companies, you know. Federal government's not into drilling oil. They, you know, private companies are. And, you know, BP's got 30 of the best scientists right now trying to figure out how to stop this thing. The thing that got me is that this valve thing that malfunctioned that, you know, it was supposed to trigger and close off the well. Don't you think that they would have run some test trials through it? Because from what I understand, the cement basing for it was poured wrong, and, you know, Halliburton screwed that up, or they, you know, they did it according to the way BP wanted them to do, or Transocean wanted to have it done. And, you know, so the question is that it makes it sound like they never even tested it. I mean, if
yeah.
you've got a backup system for something, you know, I used to work, you know, I was Air Force Kate, I worked avionics and airplanes. You know, they would test the backup systems to make sure they're working, you know,
right.
in case the main system, you know, breaks, and then you've got to fly on the backup system, you know.
Uh-huh.
That's basically how airplanes work, you know. And the same thing with, you know, this drill, this, you know, this Horizon oil rig. You're thinking, didn't they ever test this backup valve to make sure that they can shut the well down in case of an emergency?
Yeah.
You know, so... You know, I don't care for Obama too much in his politics, but I just get really upset when people start pointing the finger at the government and blaming them. It's like they just want to blame somebody instead of just, you know, trying to fix the problem and move on. You know?
Yeah, but I think the thing they should have done, even if it was just for appearances, I think that they should have tried to help rally, like Ken Salazar is the guy who kind of screwed up because he had that planned trip to go to the Grand Canyon, and he went to the Grand Canyon. That should have just been, they should have just nixed that. He should have just got down to the Gulf Coast, because that's his job. He's the Interior Secretary.
Right.
So that you could definitely point the finger at him. I think he should have been there. If that's my job, if it's Kate Delaney, Interior Secretary, I better be there if something like that happens. And the same with you, because we knew it was on fire, the 11 guys had died, and we knew it was bad. Right from the start, we knew it wasn't good.
Well, you know, and the thing is, Kate, though, that from what I understand, and that, you know, we have plenty of oil rigs out there. This isn't the only oil rig, and, you know, there's lots of them out there, and their backup systems work. I mean, they test them, and they run them all the time. And so, you know, at the very beginning when this thing first happened, you know, the government was just figuring, well, BP knows what, you know, these guys know what they're doing, and, you know, they'll fix it, they'll get it stopped, and the problem was that, you know, evidently didn't know what they were doing, and their backup systems didn't work, and this thing's just turned into a huge environmental disaster now, to where, you know, you got the people screaming, well, we can't do offshore drilling. Well, Kate, how dependent are we on foreign oil right now? And all the scream last year or 2 years ago when gas was $4 or $5 a gallon, oh, we've got to get off of foreign oil, so we got to have more oil in America, so, you know, we got to cut back, you know, so that it doesn't cost $4 or $5 a gallon. And now
sure.
you're talking about cutting some of the American oil wells, shutting those down. Well, just that, you know, might as well just start writing the checks to the Iranians and let them blow everybody up, you know?
Yeah, you know, actually, point taken. You're absolutely right. All right, hang with us, everybody. 800-259-5791.
Times are tough, and you got to stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at doobleshoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Doobly will give you an instant 20%. $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world. Sign up today at DooblyShoppers.com. Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DooblyShoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I Shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions' natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
That's why you go step far. It's to unlock the door. All around him, criticize and say. And then we start to learn a breaking wall.
Hey, a big shout out to my friends in Brownwood, Texas, listening to us on KXYL. On the dial, well, that's a real big stick there, 96.9 FM, and that's where Tom that calls us from Texas, funny guy, that's where he hails from in and around that area. So we're talking about the oil spill and the comparisons that people are trying to make and, you know, whatnot, and the size of it, and is the leak going to be plugged up and blah, blah, blah. So let's go to Mark, who's listening to us in New York. We have some other people waiting, too. Hey, Mark.
Yeah, I promise I won't make you angry.
Go ahead.
Took my old lady, my girlfriend, her kid out to dinner today. Tomorrow's her birthday. I bought a little cake, and I rode around, and I just figured I'd try to make the best of it because nobody knows when your last day is coming.
Yep.
Do you believe in God? Because if you do... And I know I'm going to aggravate some of your listeners who want to hear me rant, but I'm going to bow on my knees, praying about this because, this disaster is monumentous. I listen to Joyce Riley. She's on shortwave. She does a thing called the Power Hour. I listened intently. She said that there's 3,000 times the amount of natural gas being pumped into the ocean as much as oil. Can you imagine that? Tells 2 million gallons a day. Is that right? That's coming out. That's what I've heard.
Oh, from the spill you're saying.
Yeah. And there's 3,000 times more natural gas.
Yeah.
So, God forbid, if someone wants to decide to let off a tactical nuke, you could just wipe out the whole Gulf Coast of Mexico because you got the natural gas, you got methane, you got everything else down there.
Sure. Sure, light the fuse.
Right, and this person is supposed to be four times more toxic than the crude oil. And the EPA said that they didn't have any way to stop BP from, you know, using it. Now, right. I'm not a chemical engineer, so I'm not going to just, I'm just making a phone call to a radio station. If that's true, if the EPA blanketly said that they couldn't regulate it, but they could regulate carbon dioxide, I don't get it. I mean, I'm just so, and some other talk show host on shortwave said that a Russian scientist had said it's going to be one of the worst ecological disasters in the history of mankind. And if they don't plug it or to get it right, it's going to affect the whole eastern seaboard of the United States, the whole eastern half of. This is, I'm just really. I'm
oh,
just,
no, 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 no. More than shortwave, just all radio stations, and I think in a lot of hosts, that's pretty well known. If they don't plug this, it'll be the worst ecological disaster we have ever had. There's no doubt about that. For some of the reasons that you just said that have been talked about what's happening with the natural gas, with the oil that's being pumped right. out, because the gallons, the amount, with it seeping into the marshes, with the currents, if there's a hurricane, absolutely.
Well, I'm just curious, and I'll let you go, is like the price of oil has stabilized and even gone down, which you would think is totally freaked out, and the price of seafood hasn't started going up yet, and I'm just wondering, you know, like I said, pray for it, because if not, hello, Sam in Canada. There's going to be a great migration, and the Canada, you think we're worried about Mexicans coming here, the Canadian border, they're going to be worried about American people coming up there. And Sam, we got guns. We'll just fight our way up there because you got the fresh water of the world, and that's enough out of me. I love you, Kate. Thanks.
All right, Mark. That was nice what you did for your lady friend. How about that? See, Mark has a soft side, definitely, doing the cake thing and all that. We go from New York to Texas, and Tom. Hello, Tom.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, buddy. How about you?
Oh, I think we need a little humor tonight and all this seriousness.
I know. You got something funny for us?
Yeah, I'll tell you what. Does Obama know as much about oil as Ellen DeGenerated knows about music?
I think they're pretty much on par.
Yeah, and if they're picking their brains up there in Washington, are they using a toothpick?
But I'm pumped. We need a rim shot for that. That was pretty good. They are using a toothpick, and they're out of them.
Yeah, and if Hillary Clinton met them Chinese ambassadors, did they meet in Walmart?
But I'm pumped. I'm telling you, Donovan, you got to get out the rim shot. That's good. Did they meet in Walmart? Yeah, that's good. I like that.
I tell you what, yeah, you know you got a lot of nice people up there, but you got to tell Mark, hey, just, you know, hang on there, buddy. Keep your powder dry. We're all going to hang in there. We're all pulling for you.
That's right. We are. We're all hanging in. There are definitely reasons to laugh and grin, and you just have to keep on doing it. You just got to keep walking one foot in front of the other and let the rest take care of itself.
Yeah, it don't make no difference whether they're laughing at you or with you. Just as long as they're laughing, man, who gives a damn?
Yeah, I'm with you. Somebody asked me one time, what's the most important thing to you that you want to do every single day? And I say, if I'm not laughing every day, I'm dying. That's not good.
Well, you got to smile, man.
You
know,
do.
You smile because the world's just a big sack of caca anyway. So, I mean, you could reach in there and dig something out every 5 minutes. But if you ain't got something to have a little humor in your life, you just stay pissed off all the time.
That's right, and that's not good. Scowling's not good for you because that'll end your life a little bit sooner anyway.
That's exactly right.
Absolutely, yeah. Brother.
But I just figured everybody ought to have a little humor, maybe have a little giggle, and maybe I gave somebody a little giggle. And hell, other than that, you can tell that guy up there from Canada, and if he likes that music history, let me tell him just a little real quick. First group to ever use Quadraphonic Live.
Uh-huh.
First group to ever use a computer. First group to ever, play with an orchestra. The first group to ever use a liquid light show. The first group, is that enough?
You got to give us the answers.
Pink Floyd.
Oh, I should have got that, too. That makes sense, too, when you started to give the hints away at the end. Yeah, it always comes back to Pink Floyd. Every answer on the show when it comes to music is Pink Floyd. So,
I'm kind of a Pink Floyd freak. The rest of them, that's just beer drinking music to me, but Pink Floyd's the only one that gives you anything really to hang on to.
Yeah, the dark side of the moon, baby.
I appreciate your time.
All right, Tom, we appreciate you. I think your jokes are pretty funny. I'm going to have to steal a few of them. The toothpick one, I believe I like the best. That was the best. All right, you want something to smile at. This guy was ridiculous. Did you hear the story? And I hate to just shove my peeps under the bus, but I'm going to do it. This 21-year-old New Jersey man who had to plead guilty, that's what he did. He pled guilty this week to vomiting on another spectator and his 11-year-old daughter in the stands during a Phillies game. His name's Matthew Clemens, and you know where he's from? Of course, Cherry Hill, New Jersey. He pled guilty to one count of simple assault, disorderly conduct, and harassment for his conduct during an April 14th Phillies Nationals game at Citizens Bank Park. Remember when we were talking about this story? Ridiculous. What he did was, what this idiot did, he stuck his fingers down his throat and then he got sick. And that's ridiculous. He didn't know enough to go to the restroom and do that. And his friend was spilling beer and heckling and doing all these things. So now he's paying the price for it. Simple assault, disorderly conduct, harassment, not good. He's going to end up doing something, whether it's probation forever and ever and ever, or whatever it is. I hope they nail him with something good, because that's just bad. And apparently he had other run-ins with the law in the past, so he's one of those outrageous Philadelphia Phillies fans that make everybody look like idiots, and that's why the city gets the nickname Brotherly Shove, because of guys like him. And so 21, what was he possibly, what other nefarious things was this cat doing? He's going to a Phillies game, he's just bombed out of his mind, swearing, swigging beer, dumping beer all over, throwing up all over the place. Oh, that's the worst. And it has to be the worst, too, when you're sitting somewhere within earshot of this dope on a rope. What a way to ruin a ball game, huh? Anyway, I'm going to leave you with this thought. In honor of Tom, just remember we live in the greatest country on the face of the earth, and at any point, you are welcome to jump on that merry-go-round called life and reach out and grab the brass ring.